I'm Brenda Nelson. I'm your host. I'm with Old Republic National Title Insurance Company. My guest today is Sue Morgan. Sue joined Old Republic in 2004. She started as a business development representative, and then she moved into a divisional marketing manager role. Sue is currently serving as Pennsylvania and New Jersey sales manager. I'd like to give a warm welcome to Sue Morgan. Hi, Sue. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, Brenda. It's so good to be back. I feel like I've missed all these mistakes since my first appearance on the show. It's so nice to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, good. I'm glad that you're glad to be back. And we've done 18 mistakes so far, so you are number 19. It's great to have you with us today, Sue. As you know, on our show, we discuss some common mistakes salespeople may make and how they get past those. On today's show, we're going to talk about dismissing the law of attrition. I understand attrition, but can you describe what that looks like in the instance of sales?
Absolutely. Unfortunately, it's not a great topic to talk about on the sales side because it's the negative aspect of sales, which is we're going to lose business for means that are beyond our control. I certainly had some experience with this when I was on the business development side personally, and now that I'm managing two sales teams, we're countering this more and more. And unfortunately, in the real estate market, it is inevitable that we are going to start losing some customers. So a while back, I did some research on the reasons why we might lose customers. Now, this was kind of statistics that were taken for all of sales, not specific to the real estate industry, and certainly not specific to the industry at this time. So let me run through a couple of these statistics first, and then I'll kind of back into the real estate market and what we're seeing now and what you might be feeling from an agent perspective. But according to these sales statistics, about 1% of your customers will die every year, and that just ends the business. And unfortunately, it does happen. So we are seeing, especially on where we stand from the underwriter perspective and our customers being our title agents, it is an aging industry. And so we are faced with this, unfortunately, sometimes. We find that 2% move away. And we've seen, obviously, that through the pandemic, that people are moving. They're on the road and moving to different areas, more affordable areas. So some will just close up shop and move someplace else. You'll see about 4% of business just go to a competitor. I would venture to say that that's probably higher these days, but I don't have true statistics on that, just my gut feeling. They also say that about 11% of our customers will leave us because they find somebody else's price better. I think that's pretty low too, but fairly accurate as a reason of why customers might go someplace else is that they just simply find the better price. And they say about 14% of the business will leave because they just don't like your service. And I think we talked about one of these mistakes before is ignoring the customer who complains, because if you ignore them, they definitely will go someplace else. But it is one of the reasons why you're losing business. So if you did the math, that leaves you with about 68% of your business remaining. And that doesn't always sit well with a rep. If you were in sales and you thought, well, I'm going to lose, what is that, 30-some percent of my business every year for those reasons, that's a significant chunk of change. So let's take some of those numbers, though, and flip them to the real estate side. And when I was going through them, I specifically mentioned that loyalty these days isn't what it used to be. The reasons of why someone is moving to a competitor and they're changing more and more. I mean, look at the employment market, for example. Many, many years ago, when my father was in the prime of his working days, he stayed at his job for years, for decades. Right. People just stayed. They were loyal to their employers. People used the same plumber, the same heating and air conditioning person. That was their guy. That was their go-to. And now everybody shops around, and they're online searching for prices, reading reviews, searching about service. Loyalty is not where it used to be. And so I think more and more people are out there comparing things and trying to find the better person, the better service, and the better price. So we always have to keep our eye on the fact that it's harder to maintain that business because it's easier for them to find another person down the street. It wasn't like the yellow book days where you could just open it up and find another vendor and maybe search and see. It's way, way easier now to look on a Google review and see who might be better out in the area. But in the real estate market, we have ebbs and flows of our industry. And certainly the last 2 years has been quite the feast, as we say. But are we heading into famine? And yet another reason why we might lose some business, just because the refi market isn't what it used to be. Those customers who we're serving in the refi market might not be mortgage brokers anymore, might not be mortgage lenders anymore. They might be moving to new careers because the business is no longer there. So those are definitely out of our control as the market expands and contracts. And so we need to take a look at the possibility of not only losing business for reasons that we do control, which is service, maybe even pricing, but reasons that we can control, which is fluctuations of the market or people getting out because they've had enough, all the changes. I'm moving to a different industry. Let me find something better. So I don't know if that answered your question or I went into enough detail for you.
It did. Great detail. Interesting statistics. I mean, I don't like the fact that the higher statistics have to do with service and all of that. But, you know, do you think showing our value to the agent is would convince them to be loyal, or are just people nowadays just not loyal, regardless of the value you show them?
That's a great question, Brenda. And I encourage everyone to take advantage of the loyal customers program that we have, because it talks all about building those loyalties. And yes, I think loyalty is definitely still possible, but you have to work for it today. Mm-hmm. And that might not have been the case 20, 30 years ago in the workforce. You just built that relation. You were I was the guy. I have a girl. I know a person. That's just the way you grew your business. And today you have to work for it a little harder and you have to maintain it. I think sometimes we just rely on that loyalty. Oh yeah, we've been doing business with them for years. They're going to come back to me all the time. I don't need to tell them I appreciate them. I don't need to show them that I care about the business that they're sending or themselves, and we just take it for granted. And so we have to continue to work on that loyalty every day, every transaction, and keep that in the forefront of our minds.
Yeah, we just did a webinar this morning. I mean, and it was on the customer experience and how to create the customer experience. And that creates loyal customers when you make them feel good about doing business with you and all of those things. So in this particular mistake, I mean, it's the law of attrition. So have you ever done anything in regards to making this mistake or seeing someone else may have made it, like just dismissing that law of attrition?
Well, I think either we're in denial that we're going to lose or potentially lose that much business on a regular basis. And we would like to think that we have that much loyalty when maybe we do and maybe we don't. I think we don't want to necessarily think about the fact that there are things that are going to happen that are completely outside of our control that are going to cause us to lose business. I know a lot of our reps right now are seeing huge dips in numbers because they have clients that were predominantly refi shops. And so if your business was totally vested in refinance transactions, it is a game changer right now for that operation. And so if your book of business had a huge chunk wrapped up in that market, you're going to start to feel it. And so I'm constantly reminding my reps, you have to build a very comprehensive portfolio of business. So you want agents who have commercial book of business, purchase, residential, and refinance. And we tell our title agents the same thing. You've got to have realtors in your back pocket, lenders in your back pocket, knowing how to build that whole network so that as one market increases and another market decreases, you're still going to maintain a level of sustainability.
Yeah. So. Well, I was going to have you bottom line me, but I think you already have. I think you've really let me know what it means to dismiss that law of attrition. It, you know, you need to make sure, and some of it you can help, but some of it you have to make sure that you make value for the agent. You continue to service the ones that you currently do have, make them want to do business with you. What else could you add to that?
Continue to look for new business. Never be comfortable in where you're at. It's always important to be looking for the next customer. And this is a great time to use a referral too. So talking to your existing book of business, who's up and coming, who are you hearing about that's a mover and a shaker in the industry that would also like to be part of our partnership and do business with us together. So constantly be looking to grow your book, because inevitably parts of it are going to shrink beyond your control.
That's right. Well, Sue, thank you so much for joining us today, sharing your experience. It was really informative and very timely for what we've got going on right now in the industry. Thanks to the listeners for joining us in this discussion. Until next time, I'm Brenda, and together we can learn, grow, and prosper.